Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another live edition of the Alex Jones broadcast. Here we are. It is a new week that spans out before us, the 14th day of August 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Coming up in the second hour, we have one of the main progenitors of the movement afoot telling us that Iran plans to nuke the whole world, and that Ahmadinejad is basically the Antichrist. And that it is basically a Christian tenet to worship Israel with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. So this should be an interesting interview coming up in the second hour. Former Israeli government official, now leader, I guess, of the evangelicals, if you believe any of it. So that, again, is coming up in the second hour. In the meantime, what we already suspected, what we already knew from the evidence and past history and documents is now mainstream news. It's now all over the British papers. Bush viewed war in Lebanon as a curtain raiser for attack on Iran. And the New Yorker and Cy Hirsch is also reporting the same thing. Really never known Cy Hirsch to be wrong. Of course, we already knew this, that this was the start, because they know the average American doesn't even know where the Middle East is, literally. And so they just hear there's a war going on, and this is a curtain raiser. And all of the fake terror alerts and people being busted with cell phones and alerts on bridges in Michigan and the latest shampoo bombing plot, and they're making mothers literally drink their own milk when it's in bottles. It's all part of the humiliation. This is all to create hysteria and fear, leading us into World War III. Meanwhile, the skull and bones Satanists that are Bush and his controllers have all of these interesting front people out prancing around saying that the end is near and that we will destroy the Antichrist, Ahmadinejad. I thought the Antichrist would rule from Israel, but doesn't seem to matter. The Bible doesn't seem to even enter into this, does it? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you can't even get mainstream neocon zombie followers to admit that they've signed away the borders and it is an official legislation and executive orders to build roads with U.S. money in Mexico to bring the illegal aliens up here at a quicker clip and actually give them entire railroad facilities and dub them ports under Mexico's ownership. They don't know that we're being totally subdivided right now. And if you tell them and show them mainstream news, they'll just laugh at you and begin giggling mindlessly, because they have wantonly been given a great delusion. They want to be blinded. And believe me, they are. It happened again yesterday. I got a few emails when I was on KLBJ doing my weekend show. People wouldn't call in. I guess they emailed. That is, the lines were loaded the whole time, but people wouldn't call in to disagree yesterday. So I got a few emails saying, I'm a liar. Bush didn't try to sign and pass the assault weapons ban. Now, it's totally admitted he lobbied for it and said he'd sign it, but they don't care. They'll just say it's not true. I know I talk a lot about that, because if you can't get baseline conservatives to admit Bush is anti-gun, then you can't get them to do anything. I mean, they just wantonly are ignorant. It is, they are willfully ignorant. All right, I'm digressing. When we get back, I'm going to launch into the staged terror attacks that are imminent. Stage terror attacks that are imminent, and we are going to be a ruled and totally oppressed people with foreign masters. And most of the yuppies and good old boys out there are going to love it, because they play little mind tricks on themselves. They decide to go along with whatever happens to them, because they're called scum, they're called slaves, they're called pathetic.
It's This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, we better stop. I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't sip and talk at the same time. Or would you rather listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip?
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle. And using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill. And we could purify water from the lake as well.
Honey, you're terrific.
I know, dear. Now find us a restroom. I need to stop, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees, that's Libertees, 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I'm going to get into Bush viewed war in Lebanon as curtain raiser for attack on Iran. That's what all of this is. It's a warm-up. It's opening the door. It's preparing. It's putting the war on the front burner. Those are the descriptions we use. This is I think Bush's description of it was better, a curtain raiser. So, of course, this is all a curtain raiser, these fake terror busts. And now, 5 days after this hysteria began, we are learning the same M.O. we always do, that it is completely and totally staged. And we have headlines. BBC, terror alert staged. 23 Intel experts say terror alert staged. Terror alert a hoax. Sky Television, that's Fox of England. So I want to go over some of that. And they intend to go to war with Iran, and they have basically bought off, paid off, or placed their operatives over every major Christian church in this country. And they are saying that it is a holy duty to nuke and kill all Muslims, and that being a Christian means that you worship the leaders of Israel. It doesn't matter if they're atheist or not even Christian. And it's scary, ladies and gentlemen. It is really frightening to see the world being moved towards World War III. And to see a lot of Americans thinking that it is basically going to usher in the rapture. Of course, if we go into World War III and your kids are being drafted and over there dying and you're going to keep wondering why you're not being raptured, it's because Ahmadinejad, folks, is not the Antichrist. He's being, they got their, quote, scholars out there saying he's the Antichrist for sure and we're fighting the devil and, oh, okay, well, fine. And the crazy thing about these preachers and these writers, no matter what baloney they put out, 2, 3, 4 years later, no one ever calls them on it. No one ever calls them on making stuff up. We're going to be raptured in 88. We're going to be raptured in 95. We're going to be raptured in 2001. We're going to be raptured on and on and on. And it's a total cop-out, too. All these millions of Americans, who probably really are Christians in many cases, they're good people, most of them. I'm like, hey, they're trying to make people take microchips. Hey, they're putting in face-scanning cameras. Hey, they're putting poisons in the vaccines. I know they are, Alex. Praise the Lord. That has to happen. It's the end. And I'm like, don't you want to warn people? I mean, let's say it is the end. Don't you have a job to warn people? Oh, no, it's predestination. They're not supposed to be warned, Alex. Well, yes, you are. It's all over the Bible that you're supposed to warn people and be a watchman and ring the alarm bell. The question is then, will they hear? Has God laid it on their heart to hear? So America really is run by a cult. The left gets up on radio and TV and the newspaper and says, oh, George Bush is a right-wing Christian. He's a nut. He's a Christian cultist. He wants Armageddon. No, he doesn't. He's a cold-blooded puppet of a military-industrial complex that for 40 years, even longer than that, but in earnest for 40 years, has bought off and paid off and taken over the Christian churches in this country and now written it into the Bibles themselves, that is in the comment sections, and into the doctrine. All of this, baloney, the doctrine of devils and demons, basically, to boil it down. And they know exactly what they're doing, and so they have a giant Jim Jones-type cult of people who were led by Mossad agents and CIA operatives. I mean, you know Bush spent $1.6 billion on fake news the last 2 years. And then that's just one of the programs we learned of, you know, hundreds of millions, $118 million on fake letters to the editor. A lot of that money, folks, is being spent and has been spent on these big televangelist evangelical channels. I mean, I grew up in Dallas around these people. I knew these people, and everybody knew even back then that most of your big televangelists and, quote, missions to Latin America were really CIA. I mean, I've been riding around in the car with preachers, okay, you know, going to the mall with their kids and had them sitting there on their cell phone back when nobody had them, talking about government stuff. Basically, government operatives when they're taking us to the shopping mall when we're 12 years old to drop it off, to drop us off. I mean, this is the way it is, and it's a sick joke, and this is why we've been taken down. If those big national preachers for one day talked about the American Union, if they one day talked about the plan for implantable chips, if they one day, but instead Pat Robertson gets up and openly says that, go ahead and, taking a chip in the mark of the beast. He's actually said that. And face scanning, biometrics is good. Well, we need this. And China's doing what it has to do over in China with the forced abortion and infanticide. And then he came out with a clarification and said, well, they got a big population. Yeah, I said what I said. And they said, the follower said, praise the Lord, abortion is good. And then I even got calls on air when I was reading the CNN interview with him on air. What was that, 5 years ago? Saying, look what Pat Robertson said about almost 6 years ago. And people were calling up going, I'm not listening to you anymore. And I'm calling the Christian station you're on. And I'm trying to get you off. And I said, but he did make the abortion comment. Well, he's still a good man. So, again, I'm against abortion. I'm a liberal. You're for abortion and gun control and open borders. You're a conservative. Okay, I'm going to get into the news here. It's just getting crazier and crazier. And then the left can point at all these fake Christians and say, you don't want to be a part of that. And it causes a huge falling away as people go, warmongering crazies, those are Christians, and I don't want any part of it. Meanwhile, Bush, on his spare time, is running around at a place where they bus in literally hundreds of male prostitutes and, quote, top porn stars to, quote, service them. That's even the New York Post and San Francisco Chronicle. I mean, literally, Bush goes to a place where members admit that the men run around naked and there's male prostitutes everywhere, And again, German chancellors can write autobiographies about how much they love the satanic rituals they do. And I've had national Christian radio shows call me a liar and say prayers against me on air. Because I will get on air and I will tell you what's going on at the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. 4 or 5 years ago, they'd get on air and say they didn't exist. In later shows, they say I'm twisting it and I'm a devil. And I've been sent to deceive. And well, just go check out the information. Don't believe me. Don't believe these fake televangelists. Just go look at the information for yourself. And you'll find out who the big fat demons are real fast. I got David Gergen on tape, White House advisor for four administrations, the Karl Rove of four administrations. And he told the Washington Times, he said, I don't run around naked like the rest of them do when he got caught being a member of the Grove. And I brought that up to him, and he blew up. And I said, what about the rituals? He said, it's none of your business, and got in my face and almost got physical. Started using mild profanities. And that's for free on the web. You can go watch that. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. And they got our churches. They're bringing them down. Now they've promised them $10 billion a year in federal payoffs with, and that'll be open payoffs, with the faith-based initiative. They got major denominations saying, praise the Lord, we're going to be under government pay. Oh, it's so good. And they've got their operatives, government agents, all over the media posing as Christian preachers, posing and, you know, writing all these books, up there spewing this stuff. This is dangerous. This is a big, fat joke on all of us. All right, let me get into the news. For those that tuned in Thursday, I issued my second alert, my second major prediction. I mean, I've said things like, it's probable if we don't really get the word out, we're going to have major terror attacks, and CFR members are on Fox News saying Dallas, Denver, Cleveland, places like that are going to be hit. You know, that's what the government's constantly saying, but I didn't make predictions. I made a prediction before 9/11, the only prediction I've made, that the CIA asset Bin Laden would be given the blame for an attack on the World Trade Center conducted by elements of the military-industrial complex. And I said, call the White House, call Congress, tell them don't do it. Well, for the first time in over 5 years, I launched Operation Expose the Government Terrorist in July. In July 25th of 2001, that is a year and, what, about 17, 18 days ago. So 5 years and 17, 18 days ago. Now I'm issuing another alert. I see all of the lines merging, all the different points, all the different key propaganda being used by the media, all of their operatives coming out of the woodwork now for the big push to legitimize a war with Iran, and it isn't going to happen without a major a terrorist attack in the West. It is, they are just not going to be able to pull it off. These drills don't hold water anymore. They've been caught so many times issuing fake terror alerts. Or it came out again that an MI5 agent was leading this group of Muslims, and it was Pakistani CIA money funding it, and it's the same MO. You've either got it where the government busts its own agents and then releases them a month later, and it's in the back of the paper after everybody forgets, and it was a totally staged terror alert. And then they'll say, well, we busted our agent to bring him in off the streets and went ahead and issued the alert so, you know, we wouldn't compromise our network. Or they go out and provocateur a group of mentally retarded street kids. That's the most common thing they do. Or they go actually create a group and provocateur it and try to get them to carry out an attack, and occasionally they're able to basically fund and command them to carry it out. You know, so there's different variants of this, or they just issue completely fake terror alerts without arresting anyone, just saying, we've gotten shattered. And then, of course, it turns out it's politically motivated and comes out in the mainstream news, but again, back of the paper, not a big national story, so the average person doesn't know about it. We've got 50-plus, I counted them up this weekend, 50-plus mainstream news articles admitting the terror alerts are completely fake, including the White House press secretary having to admit it in 2002. So we are on the verge of these murdering terrorists, killing more of us, and then sitting up there posing as our saviors and the pundits talking about what great leaders they are. We're on the verge of it yet again. And so I'll go over the latest developments. There's been a lot of them. And the big news, it's now admitted that Lebanon is meant to kick off World War III. with Iran and Syria. As we told you, now here it is, Mainstream News.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps, and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
We don't have a choice, folks. We can't back down. There are cold-hearted, predatory elites that see you as lower than amoebas. They coldly calculate. They coldly, for over 100 years, have had top psychiatrists and psychologists studying human activities and psychology. They know how to manipulate you. And they write giant textbooks admitting they do this to you, knowing the general public is watching sitcoms and watching football. And it's just so sad to see this happen. Or if you're tuned out of that fake system, they know people are tuned in to the fake churches who are there leading their people right into hell. Hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, boy. Well, we're here. We're here at the edge of World War III, and it really is World War III. Not because even the Russians or the Chinese are going to strike if our military and Israel hit Iran and Syria and invade them, but because our government, the corrupt people that have hijacked it, wrote in the PNAC document, which is being followed to the word, to the dot, every jot and tittle, it's the plan. They admit it's their blueprint. They've invaded three countries on their list, and there are 62 countries left on the list, and Iran and Syria, by the way, are next on that list. And you wonder, well, how are we going to invade hundreds of countries? You know, 60-plus countries, hundreds of regions and subsects, because a lot of those 60-plus countries are really two or three countries merged together, different ethnic groups and populations. That's why I say hundreds of countries. And our troops are in, what, 123 countries, have major military forces, 123, have small presences, what, in 30 or 40 more? It's 160-something. Last time I checked, it's always changing. But 120-plus main countries, and they want to go into 60-plus more. And again, those are divided into different regions. You wonder, how are they going to do that? Well, you see, when a big nuke goes off here in the U.S., they're going to totally clamp down. We're going to ramp up for about 2 years into a total war economy. They've brainwashed us and turned us into dumbed-down, bestial killing machines, basically. And we are going to be the demon spawn that mans the world extermination force. And it's not going to be pretty. And while that's happening, we'll be losing our private property. Big, huge foreign corporations are openly already taking over our major roads and ports, and it's in the legislation right now. The U.S. will build all the major highways in Mexico, and the toll roads will pay for it. We read that in the documents. Now it's in actual legislation. I was pleased to hear Brownfield covering that today on Genesis Communications. Gary Brownfield was actually reading the bill. So this is America. And you'll be a total slave. CPS will, I would say, quadruple the amount of children they grab each year. There will be forced vaccinations. They'll be just, you want hell on earth, folks, you're going to get it. I mean, these people are going to make Nazi Germany literally look like a shadow of the full manifestation that we're going to see here. I mean, the depths of sadistic, cold-hearted savagery that beats in the heart of this elite, this collection of inbred trash. Well, that's why they say they have a right to rule us. They see us as all stupid and dumb, which to a certain extent is true because they've dumbed us down even more. And they just think it's their right to do it. They're social Darwinist, and they openly say they're going to usher in hell on earth, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think Nazi Germany was? What do you think Soviet Russia was under Stalin? What do you think it was under the Great Leap Forward and Cultural Revolution under Mao? Hell on earth. Millions dying a month. That has happened all over the world over and over again. Can you imagine? 60 million murdered over 25 years in China. How many football stadiums of 100,000 is 60 million? How many hundred thousands go into a million? And then 60 times that. 60 times that. So 10, do the math for yourselves. 10 football stadiums of 100,000 go into a million. And then 60 times that. Think about how many football stadiums, you're talking about hundreds. That is the amount they killed in China alone, and they declassified it. And I couldn't believe it when it was on History Channel, when the CIA section chief from that time said, oh, we actually didn't want the nationalist in. We actually put Mao in. Now admitted our government put them in. And then they ended the staged event in the 70s with the opening up of China, and now they've leveraged all of our industry there. So the globalists could militarily use the slave goods to destroy any manufacturing or any retail that wasn't centralized under their control. It's all military. It's all done with military precision. Buying off your city councils, your state reps was done with military precision. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The New World Order Crime Syndicate has openly declared war on humanity for the last 100 years. They now have more power than they've ever had. They lust for war. They lust for war for, well, the biggest reason is because under wartime conditions, you can shut down the thinking process in the general public. You can suspend human rights, civil rights, God-given rights is the proper term. And you can focus and funnel and conduit more and more of the economy through fewer and fewer hands for an even greater centralization of power. That's why the globalists funded the communists. They go into third world countries, wipe out, in some cases, a third of the entire population in places like the Ukraine, and they just take the property. This is what they do, and they're just so evil. And I just look at the spoiled, rotten Americans. Why do you think we've had it so good? Because we weren't perfect in history, but we were better than all the other countries when it came to having the biggest group of free people who could then go out and build their own wealth and their own companies and their own communities. And so we were the dynamo of the planet for the last 200 years. That's over now. We're running on fumes right now. We're running on borrowed time. The dollar has been debased. Our economy has been debased. Inflation is out of control. The elite have staged all of this. And Americans don't think it can happen here. Americans think that they're on the top of the heat. Americans see these elites on television and associate themselves with those that have hijacked our government. And they think, oh, yeah, we're going to go whoop some Arab. We're going to go whoop, you know, some Iranians. And they don't even know the basics of the geopolitical system. They don't even know the history of the region. And they're... Those that think they are informed are reading low-grade pulp fiction out of the Wall Street Journal and other publications about how Ahmadinejad is the Antichrist and is going to kill us. I mean, folks, when the Wall Street Journal is talking like that, you know we're in deep trouble. You know we're in trouble. And I just sit here and I look at this facade, this teetering facade of the Walmarts and the shopping malls and the people running around decadently in the streets, who are living off of what our forefathers and mothers, our forebears, built. It wasn't easy to build this. People were jealous of their liberties. They were mistrustful of government. Our government was tiny. The people were aggressive. They would ride politicians out on a rail for 1/1,000th of the type of stuff we see the government doing today. And I look at the progeny of our forebears. We are a joke. We have to admit to ourselves how far we've fallen, what we have turned into. Let me just tell the yuppies and the good old boys and all the people that think they're part of the system. Let me just tell you something. You're not part of the system. You're not powerful. You're not in control. You're not in control of your environment. That's what civilization is. It's an attempt to control your environment. And when the people control the civilization, you do control the environment to a great extent, and you have milk and honey. When the elites control the environment, you always have enslavement and degradation and weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And now, boys and girls, we're going into bondage. And it's so sad to sit here and to say the things that whistleblowers and town criers have said in so many other civilizations, in Rome, in Israel, in so many places where things went bad, to sit here and see the home of the Magna Carta, the home of the Bill of Rights, the home of jurisprudence, the home of the Mosaic Law, the home of all of it, going down the toilet bowl is painful. What makes the U.S. the U.S.? What made us different? We were free. We were involved. We were informed. We weren't perfect, but we weren't like all those other shackled people. And to now see a classical grid of control being placed over us with high-tech systems overlaying it, and to read the industry publications and the establishment doctrines, and to read the Pentagon putting out open war college reports about how they now control the U.S. and how the cameras are a, quote, control grid, and how they should put the same control grid in over any other countries they dominate, how they already dominated us militarily, and how they're going to dominate the world. I mean, they brag about how we are a model of sheep. We're a model of slaves. The only thing they haven't gotten is our guns, and they're moving forward and building up their mechanisms, their enforcement arms, their agents to do that. Their officers. And I just see the final cogs going into place, the final linchpins locking, the dials switching and humming and buzzing, and the buttons being pushed and levers being pulled. And I see the arrogant enemies of humanity up there, fat like giant bloated ticks on the blood of the innocents. And it makes me angry. Now, I know that a lot of you choose to deny what I'm saying, and, oh, Alex exaggerates, and Alex gets too upset. No, 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 no. My feeble mind, my little... A limited intellect cannot describe for you the full, black, monolithic, gargantuan, colossal wickedness of this giant bird of prey and its black wings spread over Europe and the United States and spreading across the Middle East and Asia and the world. The ongoing genocide through the pharmaceutical war machine, through the vaccines and the food and the water. the ongoing horrors that are taking place right now, legion upon legion of verified, documented cases of systematic, cold-blooded butchery and murder and maiming that is going on against our people. And to sit here and to know that we're going into the eye of the storm right now, that the winds are getting much greater. I'm not taking calls this hour. I'm going to continue to talk and cover this information. And we've got a interesting individual. I'm going to save it. Joining us coming up in the next hour. And then in the third hour, we'll open the phones up. We may even open the phones up if the guest stays with us in the next hour. There are so many people that for a handful of silver, for 20 pieces, 40 pieces, whatever it is, they'll sell out their own mothers. Everything is about status. Everything is about posing like a bunch of gamecocks dressed up in their fancy regalia. I don't even hate the servants of evil now. I just see them as pathetic zombies. They are. They may have intellects and eyes that sparkle with genius and motivation and hunger. But they are possessed with avarice. They are possessed with pettiness. They are possessed with the disease of peacocks. And they don't have any view of the larger human experience and the human destiny. They are so robbed of the beauty and the dynamic engine that is love and goodness. And they just have, they are so sad and pathetic to behold. And then there's the dark generals of the New World Order that do know the final designs and the full plan, who aren't deluded by their own propaganda, who I just see as black holes of antimatter, of anti-good, literal forces, titan-like daggers slicing through the very sinew of everything that is life. What do I say? What do I do when faced with the engineering of World War III, with faced with an escalation in human calamity and the murder of millions to come, many of them our own countrymen? What do I do when we have a public that willfully is ignorant, that willfully will not see reality when it's 2 inches in front of them, who won't even preserve their own flesh? They're so into the moment, they're so nihilistic in the moment, they can't even see the ongoing ravaging that we're all under. And the intensifying of it every day, every moment, every millisecond, every fraction of an instant. So here is what we face. Fake terror alert, staged, provocateur, bust, as usual, it's now come out. This group, Paul Watson's doing a big article on it right now, is led by an MI5 agent, the latest in England. Americans carrying out the ritual of enslavement, the ritual of shackling, mothers being forced to drink their own milk out of bottles that they'd pump for the airplane, humiliations untold, two-year-old toddlers being searched by pathetic people that just want to exercise some power and mindlessly enforce, borders wide open with third world hordes pouring across, total control systems, face scanning grids, cell phone tracking systems already in place, huge prisons being built upon prisons, more prisons than any other country in the world, more prisons than the top 20 countries, or was it 19 countries last time I checked combined. And then still they accelerate it. Still they throw more wood on the fire. And look closely, that wood is human beings and human lives. And every day instances of police framing innocent people and happily going home and sleeping at night after framing innocent people and lying on the stand and stealing people's children and doing every other form of wickedness you can imagine, all part of a fascistic tragedy playing out in front of everyone. And we have Bush viewed war in Lebanon as a curtain raiser for attack on Iran. This is out of the New Yorker magazine. It's out of publications like the New Yorker. Bush viewed war in Lebanon as curtain raiser for attack on Iran. This is the Independent. Andrew Buncombe in Washington. The Bush administration was informed in advance and gave the green light to Israel's military strikes against Hezbollah with plans drawn up months before two Israeli soldiers were seized, it has been claimed. The U.S. reportedly considered Israel's action a necessary prerequisite for a possible strike against Iran. A report by a leading investigative reporter says that earlier this month, Israeli officials visited Washington to brief the government on its plan to respond to any Hezbollah provocation and to find out how much the U.S. would bear. The officials apparently started their inquiries with Vice President Dick Cheney, knowing that if they secured his support, obtaining the backing of President Bush and Condoleezza Rice would be easier. The report by Shai Hirsch quotes an unidentified U.S. government consultant with close ties to the Israelis who says, "The Israelis told us that it would be a cheap war with many benefits. Why oppose it? We'll be able to hunt down and bomb missile tunnels and bunkers from the air. It would be a demo for Iran," close quote. A former intelligence officer also quoted says, "We told Israel, look, if you guys have to go, we're behind you all the way, but we think it should be sooner rather than later. The longer you wait, the less time we have to evaluate the plan for Iran before Bush gets out of office." And as I said Thursday, there's two windows. There's the window up until late October. Then if they don't go then, they will probably go coming up the next year leading into that major presidential election. I mean, folks, if Bush wants to stay in office, if the elite decide that's what they want, all they got to do is pull off something really big in a U.S. city, and it's over, folks. Total martial law. It'll get so bad, they probably won't even arrest me or Trump something up. They'll just send a hit squad out to gun me down right the street. And if you see that happen, you know that's the major balloon. If a whole bunch of us get hit at once, a big night of the long knives, a crystal night. So we're doing everything we can right now to fight these people for this country. If you're fighting the New World Order, folks, you are real soldiers in the fight for this republic. You're defending the last vestiges of the United States, which could regenerate and turn back into our country. But corruption has gone so far to seed, the hubris, the unbelievable arrogance is just so massive right now. The good news is there are some sections of the highest level elites that think this is too dangerous now, but the majority of the elite, especially in the Anglo-American axis, that's the U.S. and England, believe they need a major escalation now of World War III proportions to bring in their New World Order. They believe it's stalling and will fail if they don't. And Rockefeller's, what, almost 90 years old, and others want to see it happen in their lifetimes, and so we're up against the wall right now. This is a time that tries men's souls. This is a time that takes unbelievable courage. This is a time that's really an illusion. You know, it seems it takes unbelievable courage on the surface level to fight this and put yourselves against it. But if you don't, it's going to come in, it's going to happen, it's going to develop, it's going to unfold, and then we're all in a world of hurt, folks. We're all at a whole nother level here, and I just don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see this happen. Because this thing is just going to spiral completely out of control. And there have been a lot of other instances where the elite wanted to start World War III, where they wanted to have a hot war, and cooler minds prevailed even in the system. And that's why it's important for all of us now to really get the word out about government-sponsored terror. That's why it's so important right now for all of us to speak up, for all of us to get involved, for all of us to call into talk radio and to call in and write letters to the editor and to post our own blogs and email and just create the biggest chatter we can. This article goes on to report other documents and information that have come out in the San Francisco Chronicle and other places that this is all just a demo because they know that the average American doesn't know where Iraq is, doesn't know where Lebanon is, doesn't know what year 9/11 happened, doesn't know any basics. They just hear there's a war, people are shooting rockets. They don't even know who started it. Or if they think they do, they'll argue with you. They don't know it's in major Israeli papers that the capture of those troops was staged and they sent them across to be captured. They don't know it's admitted that Israeli special forces could have saved them and had their infrared sights trained on Hezbollah when they grabbed them. They don't have any connect. They don't know the government, the criminal elements that own it and run it, won a major war so they can put in their American Union, so they can grab your ranches and farms, so they can put in their NAFTA highways, so they can take your money and your bank accounts. You understand, folks? They've already sucked trillions out of the Pentagon. I mean, again, mainstream news, trillions missing. No one is investigated. No one gets in trouble. Congress brings it up to Rumsfeld. He says, I'm not going to tell you. We don't know. I mean, that's the type of evil. Folks, this is, people go, why would they want tyranny? Why would the elite want to do bad things? Why would they want to hurt this country? Why do dictators always want to seize nations? Why do oligarchies or plutocracies want to do this? Because they get to run everything. Because they're greedy, folks. And your little middle-class life doesn't factor into that. You understand? Oh, there'll be a lot of you who serve the system and, I guess, get wealthy off of serving it. And I've talked to a lot of elitists or want to be elitists, mid-level people, millionaires, people who work in the system. And they're just like, Alex, I know it's evil, and I've decided to join it. I mean, I've had them. I know well-to-do people who've told me point blank. I know big lobbyists. I know former speakers of the House here in Texas. And they've stopped me on the hike and bike trail. I'm like, oh, I know who you are, yeah. We know who you are, Alex. You know you're not going to beat us. And you know you could join us. I mean, it's sick. It's like in They Live when the guy's going, come on, join them. You know you want to. You deserve a little. You know. What? What if a man gained the whole world and lost his soul? What's wrong with you people? We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As snow falls on the majestic Rocky Mountains, it eventually melts. The water east of the Continental Divide travels downhill over 1,600 miles before reaching the Atlantic Ocean. On the western side, water travels downhill almost 1,000 miles to reach the Pacific Ocean. As you ponder this miracle, ask yourself this question.
How many people and animals has that water passed through before it reaches my area?
Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. At the heart of these portable systems are the Black Berkey purification elements. So powerful, these elements extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and yeah, they can purify that downward flowing water. Berkey purification systems get rid of the unhealthy stuff in your water while leaving the healthy, beneficial materials that your body needs. For more information on the powerful Berkey purifiers, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call today. That's 888-803-4438 or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We'll see if he shows up. Joel C. Rosenberg, written a bunch of books about how it's the last days and we're going to have a big holy war with the Arabs, how that's Jesus' plan. worked for the Israeli government, the highest levels, and now he goes around all the Christian churches explaining how things supposedly really work for us. So I look forward to having him on coming up in just a few minutes. This is the type of stuff, this is the type of propaganda selling our country down the road to hell. Back to the fake terror alerts. We got a big report coming out, but it's in mainstream news. We have it all on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And it's the same MO as always. MI5 had a mole in the Pakistani group in London, which just so happened to be the leader of the group. It's always the same. And the money from Pakistan's tied in to the same crowd that wired money to Mohammed Atta, which is Pakistani ISI, which is CIA. And they hadn't gotten the explosives, and they hadn't made the explosives yet, and then they're all just trying to spin that right now. It's the same MO it always is. Meanwhile, they are running around fear-mongering here in the U.S. that we're going to be hit any millisecond by terrorists. And Mr. Chertoff, the foreign government agent, is running Homeland Security, along with his little buddy Alberto Gonzalez, the La Reconquista MECHA member, who openly calls for the end of the United States. I'm not kidding. Go look it up. You couldn't make this stuff up. It's so ridiculous. It's so crazy. Imagine writing a science fiction book. A Philip K. Dick books aren't this weird, aren't this ridiculous, this out in the open. Chertoff says that we need to pass the bill Bush has introduced for the secret arrest and trial and execution of any American citizen they wish. And he's saying we need to pass it right now. They've got the legislation in Congress. Notice they've got all the legislation lined up right now, everything in the pike. All these things converging into a nexus, into a convergence point, into a huge crossroads, a huge collision. All of it focusing in the next 2 months. In the next 2 months, every day gets more dangerous as we get deeper into mid-October. I would say by mid-October, the danger will start going down and be basically reduced by almost 100% for the time being until the election ends. And then it starts ramping back up towards the next election, just as the internal memos that Cy Hirsch has now gotten and the high-level consultants and people he's talked to. Cy Hirsch, by the way, I've never seen him to be wrong. He's been right about everything. Very good sources, and that's exactly what we could already see. You know, we don't. Some of us don't have all these intelligence sources. I have some. But I can see the manifestation of the meetings and the decisions made at the highest levels of the roundtable groups, as they're called by the globalists, by the actions on the ground. By full spectrum analysis of the information, we can see what's happening. And my prediction stands. It's very exciting to see a lot of you going absolutely ape right now, all over radio, TV, the web. We've never seen a response this big. You're listening this time. I appreciate that. You're warning everyone of the stage terror that's looming. Other people are doing their own analysis. It's the same as mine. We've been posting it. Excellent articles being written by Op-Ed News, by Mr. Chin, and others. And they're all seeing the same pattern. You'd have to be blind as a pig to not see it. Be a blind pig not to see it. But I guess occasionally people find acorns. But will the American people find it? Will they see it? Again, I'm a blind pig, folks, and I can see it. All right, we'll be back with our illustrious guest, a wonderful individual, let me tell you. We'll see if he shows up for the interview. And I hope you'll visit InfoWars.com, get my new film, Terror Storm, and get it out to people before it's too late. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.